Good morning, brothers and sisters, and happy Beltane! The musical artists Alan J. Lerner, who wrote the lyrics, and Frederick Lowe, who wrote the music, wrote a song about Beltane called The Lusty Month of May for the movie Camelot. In it describes the unabated trysts of the Beltane rite and how things can go awry. As it says, it's May, the lusty month of May. Those dreary vows that everyone takes, everyone breaks, everyone makes divine mistakes. The lusty month of May. I love Julie Andrews in that movie, and I think she did a great job. Growing up, however, as a Roman Catholic, my introduction to May was a bit different. Our May Queen, Mary, the Virgin Mother of Jesus, and we elected girls for the court and our May Queen. I grew up in a Catholic school, so if anybody of you who is recovering Catholic certainly understands how this goes. So we elected the girls for this court and her May and as the May Queen, and the duty of this girl was to dress in a really pretty dress and put a little crown of flowers on the statue of Mary. And then when we would walk past the statue during communion, the nuns would stand there and make us kiss the feet. Some of you remember this, some of you don't. It depends on when you were born. So this holy celebrates the Feast of the Assumption, which is when Mary's body is sent to heaven. Beltane, however, is an ancient Celtic festival observed on May Day, or May 1st. In Scotland and Ireland and England, it's celebrated to mark the beginning of summer. The Oak King, as a symbol of the death of the old season, as in the winter solstice, and a balefire is rekindled to usher in the new season. This somewhat reminds me of words from Rudyard Kipling's famous songs of tree worship in England called Oak, Ash, and Thorn. Oh, do not tell the priest our plight, for he would call it a sin. But we've been out in the woods all night, a conjuring summer in. And we bring the good news by word of mouth for women and cattle and corn. For now the sun has come up from the south by oak and ash and thorn. Once the fires were lit on Beltane Eve and the children put to bed, and in the wee hours of Beltane morning, when no one should be awake, the more adult festivities would ensue. And that includes the traditional activities associated with fertility. Newlywed couples and new brides were expected to perform fertility rites around the fire. And this way they would take in the advantage of their potency and purification powers. Because as you see, humans were much more closely connected with the rhythms of the earth in those days. And to put it mildly, and no doubt the running of the sap in the trees and the blossoms and buds bursting forth and the new scents of flowers and new growth, the damp soil, the spring rains, that all stirred the senses and reawakened the body. These days we call it spring fever. But antiquity, indulging in such urges, was completely normal and expected. So naturally enough, unwed men and women would also partake in the spirit of these rites and find themselves venturing off into the nearby fields or forests to perform their own fertility rites. So fields, forests, woods, back of a Prius, whatever tickles your fancy, you know. Blessed by the gods on these sacred nights, such unions were seen as wholly proper, and even when not blessed by the marriage of a priest, they were referred to, I should say, as greenwood marriages. Okay, greenwood marriages. The children of these unwed couplings were blessed and set apart, and generally they were taught in the village the old ways. So they were the seers and the oracles and the medicine men and women, the midwives and so on. And the reason why is because, well, they clearly had a divine awakening or presence in them to have been conceived on Beltane, because it is absolutely magical. Brothers and sisters, I am so grateful for all of you coming here today. And I say that may your fires burn bright, and may the gods and goddesses bless you today. Happy Beltane, and blessed be.
Before I start, I just wanted to say thank you, all of you, for being here. I've wanted to preach a sermon for most of my life, and this is the very first one I'm doing today, so thank you. What is Beltane? It's simple, really, but where should I start? In the animated version of Charlotte's Web, has a song that I've always thought captured the spirit that is Beltane. It says, "He makes the seasons go round, and so she changes her gown, and they always look in their prime. They go on dancing their dance of everlasting romance, Mother Earth and Father Time." I remember a scene from my childhood. It was during a family dinner. Everyone had taken their seats, the meal had begun, but Dad had gotten up and he'd walked away because of a phone call. This was way back when there were just landlines. For a few moments, the rest of us just sat around awkwardly at our places, wondering if it'd be rude to eat without him, attempting to listen to the phone call to gain some clue as to how long it might take. Well, we didn't really have to wait very long that once. Dad ended the call. He came back to the dining room. My brother and I shuffled in our seats, and Dad stopped just behind where my mother was sitting. He gently brushed her shoulder-length hair out of the way, and he kissed her softly on the neck. Well, my brother and I burst out in giggles and snorts. I can remember my face feeling flushed. I can remember feeling warm. I can remember feeling happy, and even a little giddy. And even though at that age I couldn't put it into words, I felt happy because I lived in a home in which my parents loved one another. For those of you not used to pagan ideology, it's common amongst our groups to promote both a male and a female aspect deities and celebrate May Day as the day the god and goddess officially come together. That is Beltane. This is the celebration of summer, an affirmation of life. In layman's terms, Mom and Dad are getting married. Now, like many of you, I was born at a very young age. And as a result, I did not actually get to watch my parents' love story unfold. I was just fortunate enough to live in its effects. I grew up in a home where two people who could not be more opposite had not only fallen and managed to stay in love, but they had grown to appreciate the contrary strengths of their chosen beloved. In a physical microcosm of the elemental idealisms of God and goddess, they worked for, with, and even sometimes against each other. Pushing each other to be their best selves, pulling each other through times of weakness, comforting each other in moments of loss, they loved. However, so many of us, and I understand, had never had a love story like I did to look up to. But this night, this is why this is so important, this night, this summer night, we get to see an eternal love story unfold before our very eyes. Made out of the very earth and the very sky above us, we have that ultimate example, the picture that two beings so polarized from one another can find the grace to forever link and find eternal completion within the cycles of the ongoing seasons. We understand that both the earth and the sky will outlive us, that nature in concept will outlast such temporary creatures as ourselves, that our place within the web of life is fragile and ephemeral. And as we grope about for truth and meaning, we find ourselves resonating to imagery and symbols for the things that make us human. Despite the fact that we refer to mother and father, I think it's important that I mention that as pagans, we understand that human sexuality can be not only non-binary, but humans are a complicated mass of differing and opposing attributes. Maybe your love is more like two mothers, maybe two fathers. Maybe your loving bond is a man and a woman, but the so-called traditional roles are just reversed. And that's okay. More than okay. It doesn't matter. I promise with all my heart, on my word, and all the will I can muster from a worn-out range of my own spiritual path, I swear to you, the gods do not care. Whichever way you know them, whatever path you may follow, whatever form they take, whatever names you choose to bestow upon them, they do not care who you love, only whether you love. Now, the gods just want your love just the way it is, just the way you are. This is a symbol. It's a beautiful metaphor. It's a story meant to resonate and inspire, and we see it tonight. The balefire lit, the maypole is set, the feast laid out, the wine and the mead ready to pour. It's a celebration, and we share the joy of a love that endures. A love that lasts, a love that spills over and washes over all of us. Yes, it's just a story. Yes, it's just a symbol. Yes, it's hyperbole and imagery, but we must understand that it stands as a picture, that it is the way love is supposed to be. As natural as the breath expelled in passion, as sure as passion's strong embrace, this Beltane night represents the most indelible feature of the human condition. It's so much more than sex. It is more than passion. It is more even than love. It is bonding. It is intimacy. It is the trust and closeness that we need from one another and the incredible synergy that we create as during the day we hold each other's hands and dance around the maypole and fill the air with laughter, and then again, as we hold each other's hands in the night and whisper, "I am here. I am for you." How very special are we? For just a moment to be part of life's eternal rhyme. How very special are we to have on our family tree Mother Earth and Father Time. Words are not enough. When describing concepts like forever, eternity, infinity, love, intimacy, and life, it's been said that if any one of those words don't fill you with awe and send chills dancing up your spine, then you simply do not understand them well enough. He turns the seasons around, and so she changes her gown, and their love will endure for all time. How very special are we for just a moment to see Mother Earth and Father Time. That's it. That is the celebration of summer night. That it's not a love story. It is the love story. It's the celebration of our celestial heritage and our path and portion of what it means to be human. Come and join us in joy and dance and laughter and love. This is Beltane.